And I'm delighted to say that my guest on the show this afternoon is Richard York, who's here on behalf of Caterham Rotary, and we're going to have a natter about the Caterham Rotary Half Marathon and 10K on the 26th of the month. Richard, hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Susie Radio.
Hello, David. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's absolutely lovely to have you on board. Now, tell us what the event is, essentially.
Well, it's a half marathon and a 10K run at the same time, based on the Redhill Aerodrome, where we start, 9 o'clock in the morning on the Sunday, the 26th of July, as you said, and then on the quiet roads around the aerodrome. It's one loop round for the 10K and two loops for the half marathon. In terms of, if you describe it, it's undulating. It's not hilly, like if you had a, sadly, if you had a Caterham half marathon, as we would have liked, based in Caterham, that would be rather hilly, I think. So that's why we have the course where we do. It's an official race in the sense it's licensed by UK Athletics, which means that you will your timings, if you are so inclined, will be go towards your national standings. It's probably properly marshalled, properly timed. It's a pucker official race.
What charities have we got involved, and what's the sort of background logistics to all of this?
Well, the charities. Essentially, it's put on by Rotary, and Rotary have our own charity fund, and we give money often out to lots of local charities and international ones. So there's an element of the Rotary charities, but this year, because the Macmillan Centre is being built in East Surrey Hospital, we're going to contribute some of the proceeds to that. And obviously, we'd encourage runners, if they wish, to raise sponsorship, ideally for the Macmillan or even Rotary, but for whoever they like. I mean, a lot of runners have their pet charities. That's who they run for.
Okay, and who's going to be involved on the 26th? Who's competing?
Obviously, we don't know. I mean, we've got entries. We've got, I think, probably about 150 entries already in the half marathon, so I could read the names out. But, last year we had some good good competitors. The half was won by Matt Collins in 1 hour 20 minutes and 48 seconds, and the lady winner was Natalie Harvey in 1 hour 23 minutes 45 seconds, and the last finisher in the half marathon, because that we only had a half marathon last year, was 3 hours 45 minutes. So you can see that in terms of who is quite a range.
Just remind us again then about the age groups and the costs.
Well, the because it's UK Athletics licensed, only those people who are 17 and over can run in the half marathon, and 15 or over in the 10K. Not allowed for good sound reasons. People younger than that. The cost is depending on whether you're affiliated, and those people that are will know they are. It's £22 and £24 for those that are not affiliated in the half, and £15 and £13 in the 10K.
Now, as you're at the aerodrome, presumably there's no problem in parking when people arrive.
No, we have the aerodrome has been very good to us. They've given us a large chunk of the airfield, and obviously not anywhere near the runways, although you can see them because we're on a high spot. We actually it's quite a nice spot if it's a nice day, which it was last year. You can watch the activities of the helicopters and obviously the light aircraft going in and coming out of the aerodrome.
So what about people who perhaps aren't local to our immediate area here, South Merstham, Nutfield and so on? Do you want to just tell the good folks from up the top of the mountain exactly where Redhill Aerodrome is?
I guess it's about 10 miles north of Gatwick, if that's helpful. It's southeast of Redhill itself. It's south Nutfield, the real location.
Well, if you find East Surrey Hospital, then it's a couple of winding lanes away. Now, I know that one of the reasons people enlist for serious or fun runs these days is what some of my former colleagues would refer to as stash. Is there any particular T-shirt to get this time? Or
yes, I mean, entrants can opt to have a T-shirt. And that's part of the entry process. They're invited to say they would like a T-shirt or not. It's actually a very nice, good quality technical T-shirt. It's not an old Tashan Cotton one. It's the sort of thing that runners wear. I didn't run last year, but I did manage to acquire a t-shirt, and it's beautiful. You know, it's very, very cool to wear it. That's something that people can buy. We will have, or we have, goodie bags to give away. We have the actual bags have been provided by Yellow Jersey Cycle Insurance. Very good of them. So they're good quality bags. And within that, there will be a number of other goodies. There will be flapjacks again from Yellow Jersey, and there's a bottle of water provided by Waitrose. There is a proper plastic drinks bottle provided by our main sponsor North Downs Hospital, and there will be other bits and pieces in there as well.
So you've got some really strong backup. Anybody else to mention by way of supporters?
We're certainly very pleased with the sponsorship that we have. I mean, North Downs I did mention there, but they will have physiotherapists there, so that those people that come in after running would like their thighs or their calves massaged, they can do that. I have to say the physiotherapist will insist that you do your stretching exercises first. They will be supported by, now I've got to get this right, First Community Health and Care. Now they're the organisation that actually run the Dean Hospital in Caterham, so you know they're part of the NHS, but they'll be there with physios as well. Lexus in Croydon, very kindly providing a lead car for us, so have the clock on. They'll have a couple of cars on the event village to display. Rainet, do all the communications, and they will have a hub on the airfield for us, plus a number of people out on the course, because if there are issues. St John, of course, for medical backup. A to Z Maps have provided us some maps to give away as prizes.
It sounds absolutely excellent. Tell me now, from Rotary's point of view, this must be an enormous logistical exercise for yourselves.
It's a fair amount. Last year certainly was, quite an interesting experience to set it up for the first time. This year it's much more straightforward in that we know more about what we're doing. Last year we made the very wise decision to work with a race management company. There are a number of companies out there. We chose and we work with Nice Work, who, they're doing this all the time. They do 200 or 300 races a year that they actually manage. And they will come along. Well, they've advised us. And they're taking the entries, they're doing a lot of the, if you like, the grunt work that is necessary. They come with the expertise, they will provide the race director and so on and so forth. They provide the expertise, we provide an awful lot of the manpower. We've got about 60 marshals out on the day doing various things on the course and on the event village.
Now, I know we've got a song to dedicate to all those people in a very short time from now. Just before we do that, have you got other athletic events in the pipeline?
Well, we've had, in fact, 8 years worth of a fun run, a bunny fun run, which is either a 1K or a 5K, which is always on the Sunday before Easter. Now, we get about 400 or so, 500 people in those two events, and every single one of them gets an Easter egg for finishing, plus water and all the normal stuff. But we give them a nice chocolate Easter egg to finish with.
Last question. If anybody wants to contact you about the races on the 26th of July, how should they go about it?
The best thing is to go to the website, and I'm sure that if that isn't adequate, they can contact you and we put us in touch. But www, of course, Caterham Rotary Half. Fairly straightforward, .co.uk. So Caterham Rotary Half is the bit to Google or to type into your browser.
10 minutes flies. Tell us why you've chosen Hotel California and who it's for.
Well, I've chosen Hotel California because I like it. It's the guitar riffs in there are fantastic. It's headbanging stuff. Now, I expect we'll be doing air guitar when it's played in the studio here, won't we? Who it's for? It's for all the marshals that stand out for, as you may have realised, for 3 hours 45 minutes last year, waiting for someone to come along so they can cheer, guide them in the right direction. It's not hard work, but they do put in the time. They're good guys and girls, of course.
Richard York from Caterham Rotary, we wish you every success with the big event on the 26th of this month. Thank you so much for coming into Suzy Radio today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
David, thank you for having me.